Such is the 2017 news cycle that the topic Roby Brock and John Brummett think they'll discuss changes in a brief amount of time. For their conversation this week, they spent late last week thinking of the clashing of words between North Korea and the United States and the concern some have over the possibility of nuclear war. By the time they sat down yesterday, the conversation had inched more toward discussion of domestic civil unrest.
So let's begin with the controversy over the weekend of the violence in Charlottesville from the rallies that were there. The president has come under tremendous fire for this statement. "We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides." The "on many sides" there. What are the sides?
Well, he said "on many sides," and then he said again "on many sides." And you'll find with this president that when he says something more than once, he's doubling down on his inanity. That's basically what he's doing, as if he says it more than once, it'll be somehow less inane. Here are the sides. You have neo-Nazis, white supremacists, white nationalists, racists, anti-Semites, heavily armed, taking to the street, doing Nazi salutes, saying that black lives don't matter. On the other side, you have counter-protesters saying black lives do matter. What the President of the United States did was get on the wrong side of World War II, find it impossible to attack by name or denounce by name neo-Nazis, and equate those who say black lives don't matter with those taking to the street to say black lives do. That's what we have. We have a President of the United States who, we could not have predicted this 2 years ago, 18 months ago, who is allied with a Russian dictator and defensive about neo-Nazis. That's what we've got. And we'll go ahead and ask.
But we knew going into this presidency, and people said as they left the voting booth in November that they knew what they were getting when they elected this president. And this is not new. If you look at the list of people that he has offended over the course of the campaign, this is not the first time that he's been on the wrong side of what should be some pretty easy history.
You know, I'm not prepared to say that the 46% of Americans who voted for Trump did so because they wanted to have, they wanted to party like Germans in 1934. I'm not prepared to say that. I think he got to 46% because the Democrats had a weak candidate, because his general message, make America great again and bring back jobs, prevailed in certain key geographic areas, producing an electoral majority. These are creepy fringe people who did not deliver his victory, but who have been emboldened by his rhetoric, yes, his repeated rhetoric, to come out of the shadows and parade in public. I believe Trump was motivated in his timid, tepid response over the weekend by political defensiveness. I think he knows people are blaming him for that rhetoric. You had people out there with Confederate flags and Make America Great Again caps, and he wants to defend him. His ego is such, and his political consideration is such, that he wants to defend himself against this charge that they're there because of his emboldening them. So he won't even acknowledge that they're different from other groups. I don't defend all the tactics, or obviously, of some of these emerging alternative left groups. I don't, and we shouldn't. But they were counter, they were responding. The central issue were these right-wing, anti-American, neo-Nazi thugs. And our president, if he wants to attack the others and criticize them, okay. But at least first say that this is un-American, that we denounce this kind of thing and that it's dangerous, and he could not bring himself to say it. And it was so egregious that every Republican in sight came out of the woodwork to say, "Mr. President, say what this is." Mm-hmm. I mean, Orrin Hatch, "My brother didn't die fighting Nazis for us to tolerate Nazi thought in this country." And so that's, I think of all the weekly egregious things about this presidency that has had me on here holding forth, this one takes the rottenest cake I have ever
seen. Saying a lot, because there's a lot of rotten cake you've.
Let me tell you, if you get on the wrong side of fascism, that's bad. Mm-hmm. That's beyond most things.
Is this problem, this issue, going to come to Arkansas in a visible way? We have a Confederate soldier statue on the lawn of the Arkansas State Capitol. The Bentonville Town Square, where there was a rally on Sunday, has a Confederate statue in the middle of it right there. Are we going to see something comparable
I do not
here
wish,
in Arkansas?
Roby, I don't wish to invite this kind of trouble. I mean, if somebody wants to make that trouble, they can make it. I'm not going to predict it. I'm not going to sound an alarm about it. I'm going to tell you, this thing was not at all about the Lee statue. That was an excuse for these people to come out and show off what David Duke plainly said was their Trump bona fides. We're here to do Trump's mission and take America back. That statue was merely an excuse. I'm not going to... I perish the thought that this spreads. We have extreme right-wing groups in this state.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We have more than our share of them, and there are pockets where some of their organizational centers are. But I'm too fearful and dreadful of that spreading generally, and certainly to my home state, to even speculate. I really am.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can also read his columns at arkansasonline.com, including a Wednesday-only web column. He talked with Roby Brock. Roby is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There's more to their conversation, including discussion about the possible candidates for Little Rock mayor, available right now at talkbusiness.net. Also at talkbusiness.net, around-the-clock service, covering the news and events of Arkansas. This is Ozarks at Large.